Senator Brandon Beach made headlines when he used public transit to get from Kennesaw State University to Gwinnett Arena. It took him 3.5 hours. Beach, a Republican from Alpharetta, has called for more continuity between transit systems. He says one MARTA bill would give the transit agency more flexibility.
It'll increase the CEO's contract approval from $100,000 to $200,000. It eliminates jurisdictional concurrence for bond transactions. It allows rail contracting services. And then it provides for the elimination of the 50-50 split of MARTA sales tax for 5 years.
State law requires MARTA to spend 50% of the money it receives through sales taxes on operations. The other half must be used for capital projects and maintenance. That's been a sticking point between lawmakers. Some want strict oversight. Others thought MARTA should have more autonomy. The restriction was temporarily lifted, but lawmakers failed to reach a compromise at the end of the 2012 session, so the mandate stayed in place. Democratic Senator Vincent Fort of Atlanta praised Beach for his efforts.
I want to thank him for not only his carrying of this bill, but also on his interim study committee on public transit, which is a beginning toward making our public transit system rational.
Beach also says a piece of legislation the Senate passed today would do two things related to MARTA.
Number one, it staggers the MARTA board terms. This will allow continuity among the board members. And then number two, it allows the board chair to appoint a designee to represent the authority in official capacity.
Beach said assigning a designee will give MARTA a seat at the table during important meetings. The Senate passed two MARTA bills today and sent them to the House. Martha Dalton, WABE News, the state capital.